What's good with it, everybody? You just tuned in to another installment of the Grilled Cheese Podcast. And joining us today is a very, very good friend of mine, Miss Libby Higgins, in the building.
That's me. I'm in the building.
So, y'all know how... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. What are you saying?
I said about to be sweating in here.
Oh, I know the feeling. It's a little toasty in here, too. All this rain we've been getting, it's just been hot and muggy. It's just in a battle between mosquitoes, too. So, you're just getting a whole workout in between. So... With that being said, you know, y'all know how we do this. Usually, you know, we'll play a game and talk about some things, but the way things been going on, we're going to do it a little differently, you know. So I want to keep everybody on the safe side, you know. So we're going to do this little video way for a while. But, you know, in first starters, you know, one thing that really caught my attention out of all the chaos that's been going on in the world is... This one guy, we're going to give you a shout out today, sir, Mr. Todd Wynn, because what you did was very brave, because I don't know how hot it was in Utah that day, but apparently it made that man's shoes melt, and he stood out there for 3 hours. 3 hours in uniform. Now, I already get hot in the suit regardless, but, you know, kudos to you, man. Kudos to you. Very big kudos to you. And you know what? In honor of that... We're going to do like a little small one-minute tribute, you know, just for you doing what you do and for your service as well. So we're just going to take a little moment of silence right quick for one time, for the one time. All right, now we can get into some things right quick. So, Miss Libby, how has your side of town been with all that's been going on here?
Everything is fine here. I live in St. Louis. Lots of peaceful protesting going on here. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that'll lead to some really positive change, I'm hoping.
Yeah, because, like, there's many different ways to do stuff, man. Like, peaceful is, like, the main way to go. Like, y'all ain't got to just be ignorant out here now. Y'all trying to prove a point. We tired. We truly get it. But you got to think now. There's, like, a time and place for everything. You got to be smart about it, in a way. We get you want to be heard, but at least be smart about it without causing, you know, too much chaos and everything.
But I totally get if people want to cause some chaos. I get it, because I can't say I get it. I'll just say you gotta do what you gotta do so you can be heard, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, truly get that. And like, well, don't make sense though. We really didn't like want for like the whole rioting and looting thing to happen. It's just people, I guess, got really caught in the moment, and then what else don't make sense? Some of them be looting their own shit. I'm like, wait a minute. What was the purpose of destroying your own shit for this? You trying to make a cause for something? Kind of doing this bass backwards here. So I don't really quite get what's going on right here. But, you know, hopefully this will spark some movement. You know, because people have been protesting stuff like this for years. Some progress was made. Some wasn't. But we shall see how it goes from here. We shall see.
I feel like right now it feels like a revolution, I'm hoping. So I'm really hoping this time that white people will wake up and be like, oh, this is what they've been trying to tell us for 400 years.
Yeah. And don't you find it interesting, though, like, with all this going on, like, some of the people you hang out with, you actually seeing their true colors right now? How they feel in the situation?
Oh,
I totally get you, because like there's some people, like some real cool white people that I'm cool with, and then seeing the posts they making and stuff and how they, you know, going about the situation, I'm like, y'all one of them All Lives Matter people, ain't you? Like, just by seeing this, I'm gonna just piece that together right quick. And, you know, some stuff I try, you know, to stay away from, because people are entitled to their own opinions, their own feelings. But I might just say a little something every now and then, you know, can't let it slide too long.
Right. Yeah, I probably shouldn't delete these people. I probably should, like, try to engage them in conversations. But some of them, it's like, they are never going to change.
Nah. If you just had that one mindset. What's funny is that I be seeing so many arguments happening within comments on these posts, and I'm like, I'm reading both views on it, and I'm like, I get what you're saying, but you're going the whole negative route on it, so it kind of makes it seem like you're an asshole, but you make a valid point in a way. Then they trying to educate you, but you agree with them, so like, you're kind of on both sides, but I don't know what side you're on here.
If they seem like an asshole, they probably are an asshole.
Probably.
Where do you live?
I live in North Carolina. North Carolina.
I can't. I'm trying to think the last time I was there. Maybe a couple years ago.
Yeah, I'm on the part of North Carolina where, shoot, tourists don't even visit over here. That's like one of them times you just drive past and don't look back. You know, it's just... I mean, what's worse, like, the city I used to grow up in North Carolina, it was so small, it was literally a welcome sign and an end sign within a mile. I'm so serious. It was like, it's a welcome.
Population?
Shit, probably about 300, I would say.
Oh, damn.
I would say, you know.
You had a Casey's General Store, and that's about it.
Because, like, it's weird, because, like, all right. A little fun fact here, peoples. I used to grow up in Willett, North Carolina. Willett was a very small but country place. Small and country. It's like one of them places where you get like a limited amount of people you need. Like, it's like a limited minority in each store, I guess you would say. And I'm like, all right. It's like a good little way to be in here. And then, like, there's some stores I go into, you know, if I'm like the only one in there, I'm like, I'm gonna pick the white day to come in here. So I'm gonna just come back another time right quick. So... But yeah, man.
You got a Dollar General and a Casey's. That's all you need in a small town.
You would think, but they keep cramming places. Just like where I'm at now, they're just now building an AutoZone here. Note to self. We already have an Advanced Auto Parts. Then they just built an O'Reilly's. Now we're getting the AutoZone. Like, do we really need three places? Like, unless y'all trying to tell us something here, that cars here ain't worth shit. Or it just...
You guys are killing it with the auto parts stores.
Exactly. And then, like, we just got a Walmart, like, a good few years ago. Like, good 4 or 6 years ago. And Burger I've been around for a hot minute. Before, Burger used to be so small where, like, you drove past all the stores within 2 minutes. I'm like, well, damn, that was fast. And then now... Like you actually just like have an attraction. You're like, oh shit, there's an AutoZone, there's a motel, there's a Food Line Strip, there's a Hardee's and KFC beside each other, and a McDonald's right across from them. And I'm like, okay, all right, too much in one little area, but okay.
And like, did you say Food Lion?
Mm-hmm. We got a
was
Food
that
Lion.
Grocery store?
Yeah, little grocery store. We got it's a Food Line and a strip mall at the same time. It's like the way it's set up is like it's a Food Line, Subway, another restaurant, and another restaurant. A Food dance studio.
That's such a weird name for a grocery store.
It is. It's like, we got, there's two sides of Burgall, just like there's two sides of Willard. Like, one side got a Food Line, one side got a Piggly Wiggly. So, either way, you're getting country shit regardless. But get this, though. The Walmart is behind the Food Line. So... Like, it's a very small Walmart too, man. It's like, this Walmart is so small, they literally combined the electronic sports center, garden center, and toys all in the same section. It's just like, literally, all of it's right there. And like, the part I used to grow up in, before, there was like one side of Wallace or Wallace or Willard. It had three different names. Wallace, Willard, and Wofford. Why? I don't know. But by three different names. And there was like the good side of Wallace at one point was where, you know, they had like a Walmart, everything else. It was the best side to be on. Then years later, a food line got built and everything went to that side. Then that whole side is like the broke side of Wallace, basically. You got that one parking lot with all the potholes. What's sad, the only place that's left over there, only place that's left on that side where the old Walmart used to be at is a Cash Point, a KFC, and a Hardee's. I don't know why y'all insist on putting the Hardee's and KFC right across from each other. I don't understand it, but y'all do y'all.
Hardee's anymore, man.
You'd be surprised. Honestly, you'd be very surprised.
I only eat that place when I'm desperate.
I guess it must be like it must be a lot of old people that's desperate then, because it ain't one day you go by there, you see them old people in there eating a biscuit, having a good old conversation in there. Some of them staying there all damn day.
They get their senior citizen priced coffee and they sit in there for like a couple hours, don't they?
Yeah, I saw one person sit there a whole day because like the way it was. Cause like me and my dad, we were doing stuff all day, and like we kept going back to this exact Hardee's. And I kept looking like, y'all could have sworn I see this dude in here at breakfast time. He's still here. And came back another time like, yo, you still here?
They probably just like sitting up there gossiping and talking shit.
Thing is, the funniest thing is mostly all white people that's in there. Like you really never.
White people love doing that stuff.
I don't know why though. It's like, well, I guess if you ain't gotta go to work, you just sit and eat and talk, I guess.
I paid 25 cents for my coffee and I sit there for 4 hours and drink coffee.
And
talk to Ronald and Douglas and Peter.
And it's a shame how it took that long for the coffee to come out. When this place was first built, the service was much better. Now all y'all little youngins doing things half-ass in here. I'm like, oh, man. It's like...
And they're tearing down our statues.
Like, man, what has this country come to? I tell you, back in my day. Like, oh, hell, we got that conversation right there.
Like, here we go.
It's like...
Another cinnamon raisin biscuit.
He's like,
buckle up.
I feel sorry for the people that work there and got to hear all this. And we're like, sir, I'll give you 2 free biscuits if you just do not have this conversation right now. I'll pay for them myself. It's all in the house. As long as you just don't continue this conversation.
Those biscuits are good, though.
I swear they are. But you know what? They good, but you got the people in there that don't give a shit about making it. Because, like, I'm serious. Like, recently, I went to Hardee's, got me a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. It looked like someone stomped my shit, then gave it to me. I'm like, wait a minute. This biscuit don't look nothing like it is on the board.
Yeah, on the board it looks like it's that big.
It's perfectly made, and this one y'all just say, here, take this. I'm like, all right, say how y'all morning is.
The same thing with that hot ham and cheese. It looks like it's about this big.
Exactly.
You get it, and it's like, where's all the meat?
I do secretly think Hardee's is trying to kill people sometimes, because like some of them sandwiches and biscuits they used to have, especially like years ago, like they used to have this like monster biscuit, and what it is, it had bacon, sausage, ham, Canadian bacon, sausage links, one piece of cheese, and like 2 different types of sausages, like sausage patty and sausage links. I'm like, y'all want people to die on that way to work, don't you? It's like, it's bad enough you got old people sitting here. It's bad enough you got them sitting in here. You can run their cholesterol up. And then knowing they ain't got their medicine with them. So, and then they had the monster burger at one point, was about the same damn thing. Like, what's funny, my brother, he had got this one sandwich from them. I think it was like a Philly cheesesteak burger or something like that. And he only ate half of it because he literally felt his heart stop at one point. I'm like, oh, shit. You see, Hardee's is trying to kill people out here. Let me see what y'all doing. No wonder why y'all old folks come in there. So that when you eat that high cholesterol meal, it's your time to go. You know, let me stop. I went a little too far there with that one. I'm sorry. I'm sorry any old people that are listening to this. I'm sorry. I might went a little too far with that over there.
I'm just hungry for biscuits now.
Like, man, oof. Out of all 3 places over here, like, this one don't make sense. We have too many chicken places, honestly. Well, Hardee's was a chicken place, now they just sell burgers. But we have, I've never seen a town that had every restaurant right there. You're like, there's all of where you come from into Bergall. There's one section you come through. There's a Walmart, Bojangles, Taco Bell, KFC, McDonald's, Hardee's, basically side by side, diagonal. I'm like, do we really need all this? I'm like,
the answer is yes.
And then there's some.
We don't have Bojangles.
You ain't got no Bojangles.
We got Popeyes, Church's, KFC, and what's that other place? Lee's Chicken? Is that a place?
It might be, but ain't over here.
And they're nasty, too.
Ooh. You know what? How about this, then? We'll swap our Bojangles for y'all Popeyes. So, it's good.
You ain't taking our Popeyes.
Because, the craziest thing, I ain't gonna say the nearest, but the only Popeyes I can get to from here is in Raleigh. And Raleigh's an hour from here.
I like Popeyes chicken, but I don't like their sides.
Like, the biscuit choke you, or is just like the...
I don't know, I just don't like... It's real, white people, we don't like a lot of spices, We just like salt. And their stuff is very spicy. Like, their green beans have a lot of different spices.
I did not know that.
I'm not used to all them spices.
Yo, I did not know that. Because, only sides I really fuck with, on Popeyes and is like they fries really. I can survive a biscuit, but I just need something to drink really instantly afterward. And Bojangles pissed me off when they first got built over here. They gave me an 8-piece with no biscuit. I'm like, hold on now. I didn't pay about $20 for this. Y'all gonna give me an 8-piece with no biscuits? I'm gonna kind of let y'all slide because it's y'all first day opening here. But don't do this shit no more now. That's a disrespectful. How you just gonna give me an 8-piece and no biscuit? Now the biscuit is the main part you need in a meal now.
And the mashed potatoes. To me, that's the main.
Yeah, and mashed potatoes. I wonder which restaurant has the best mashed potatoes though.
KFC.
True. Yeah, they got some good mashed potatoes. It's just drowned in gravy though. Sometimes.
Yeah, that's the best part.
I remember one time I got some mashed potatoes from them. I couldn't even see the mashed potatoes. Really. I thought I just had a gravy cup. And it was like, hold on, where the mashed potatoes? Oh, it's down there. Okay. All right.
I realized that we only been talking about food almost this whole time. What does that say about us?
We hungry right now, probably. We hungry.
I need to get some Bojangles. I'm telling you, I don't know. Is it like Popeyes? Is it spicy chicken?
Hell nah. I mean, they Bojangles, they got spicy chicken too. But I think you have to actually order that. You can get regular. But nothing like Popeyes. Nah, nothing like Popeyes. Shit. Sometimes I'll be thinking though, do I really want to go all the way to Raleigh for Popeyes? I'm really thinking about debating it. But I don't want to try their chicken sandwich. I have not tried it yet. Does it live up to the hype? I think you tried it one time.
It was okay. I mean, it wasn't all that great. Because, again, white people, I don't like spices. So, if it's too hot, I like mild salsa. I can't eat too hot stuff. It's too hot for me.
Well, yeah, you can't fuck with us over here then. Because there's some stuff we got that's hot. Especially our good old Carolina Reaper peppers that'll burn your asshole in a bite.
I would pass away.
Yeah, because matter of fact, speaking of hot stuff, you ever heard the show Hot Ones, on YouTube?
I have. I've watched a couple. I can't remember who I watched, but...
So me and my brother, we had got one of the hot sauces from there. We got Mad Dog 357. We thinking, all right, they might be putting on a show or something, It might not be that hot. Boy, was we wrong. Because, we had a bet going. We had a $100 bet going here. And then we since none of us, broke to who would, drink water or go to the bathroom, we were just you know what? We double or nothing then. I don't know why in the hell we thought that idea. I don't know why. But it happened. Then I got so, you know, you ate some hot shit where you just got to lay in the middle of the floor with no shirt on and a fan on. It's just like, you wouldn't even care. You just like, you know what? I'm just lay here for a minute. I don't want to move right now. This fan blowing just right. I don't know why my shirt is off. I guess I must have had too much sweat or something. But I eventually won.
I don't eat stuff like that because I know I can't handle it.
Yeah, my folks can't handle it either. Cause like my family, they more like the Texas Pete kind of people, you know. With this shit, you better not treat it like Texas Pete, cause you know some of us, we like to douse our shit with hot sauce sometimes, you know, just give it that extra kick or whatever. Why we do that, I don't know. I don't know why we do that, but
I ain't trying to get diarrhea.
Boy, ain't nothing worse than having diarrhea while you ate something hot and your ass is burning in the process.
Right. It's like, damn, did it even digest?
I'm like, oh, shit. And then, like, after you get done, you gotta lay on the bed for an hour. And you're like, no, I'm gonna just lay on this pillow right quick.
See, that's not worth it to me. I don't want to go through all that just to eat something spicy.
Yeah, spicy food do come with a price, though. It be good. It comes with a very dangerous price, though. Very dangerous. It does. Matter of fact,
the price of your booty hole.
Oh yeah, that's boom. That's literally one big ass price too. So, but man, it's kind of crazy though how the restaurants are operating now. Some of them have opened back up. I know over here they had some. All restaurants here open back up, but like people still go through drive-through. My question is, do y'all really want to go back inside now with all this that's happening? Because hell, y'all still don't wash your hands most of the time, and like.
I just like going in the restaurant and sitting there, you know, not like old people sitting there, but I like to get some hot food that's not in a plastic wrapper.
Yeah, and like.
And I don't like cooking, so.
Facts, I'm that way sometimes too. It's just, like, I thought I might want this. Matter of fact, just like yesterday. I thought about making some, like this mixed stir fry. You just basically put in the pot and let it do its work. Nah, I didn't even want to do that. I went and got me a burger somewhere. So I didn't even want to do that. I'm like, well.
It's too hot.
Yeah, it's just. It's crazy. Have y'all gotten a lot of rain lately?
Yeah, because the grass is growing so fast. The guy finally came and cut it today. I used to cut my grass all the time by myself. And then last year, I'm like, you know what? I am not doing this anymore. It's too hot. It's too damn hot to be cutting grass.
It is, man. Because everybody know rain and heat just don't mix. And we are in mosquito time, so.
Yeah, it's really humid here in St. Louis.
Man, ain't nothing though. Ain't nothing like going outside when it just rained and it's bright sunny outside. It's just, that's like the worst time to ever go out there. Because like, you're going to burn instantly as soon as you step foot in there. Like, oh, you know what? This activity can wait till tomorrow, right here.
It's like the streets are steaming.
Yeah, it's like one time I was driving through. It just rained. It was, you know, it was sunny outside. I didn't know if I was going through a mirage or was just this actually happening on the road. I'm like, wait a minute. Am I having a heat stroke in the car? But man. I bet some places are hotter than others, though. I mean, hey, hell, in Utah, that man's shoes melted. So, that be a special kind of heat.
He was dedicated standing out there with his shoes melting.
Yeah, I just wonder, how hot does it have to be to do that now? If you can just, like, you crack an egg on the sidewalk and have your shoes melt at the same time, it's just,
ooh. I would have fell out.
Yeah, especially, because, like, whenever you wear... He was in uniform, too, though. That's already layers of clothes. I'm like, shit, I get hot in the suit instantly. You don't take me long to get hot at all in the suit. 5 minutes, shit, let me take this off right quick. You know what I mean? But nah.
The hat and everything, ooh. No.
Yeah. Boy, you had to take you an hour shower after that one, man. Because you just in the sun for all that time. It just, well, you're going to smell like ass now. Even if you had deodorant on, it don't last that long. It don't last that long.
You're gonna smell like ass.
You're gonna smell like ass. Yeah, because man, shit. Wait, how does it been right now? And people cutting grass too. It's just grass and ass people smelling like now. It's just. I used to hate those sometimes. I used to live at home, like me and my dad, we always go to other people's houses and cut grass and stuff. And then he likes to go inside stores. He don't never just like go through drive-through restaurants sometime. And then I'm sitting there in the car like, I don't want to get out here because people won't smell me. And I know I smell like grass and ass. Now I don't want to go through this today. I'm just sitting there with a hat on.
Going inside.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. That's what old people do. I'm old, so we like going inside.
That's what I don't get, though. If y'all old, I thought you wanted to do less movement.
But then you have the air conditioner in there, and then you get refills.
Yeah. Just, ain't nothing like walking in that gas station. You just that, whoo, as soon as you walk through the door, they're like, whew, shit, let me walk back. Let me just walk back out one more time, though. I'm pretending like I forgot something in the car. But nah, it's one thing that's very odd with my folks is that we like to work at the most dangerous times in the day. You know, like sometimes, you know, it reached that hot peak in the day. That's when we started deciding to do work for some reason. I don't know why. But then like I could have sworn we're supposed to work smarter and not harder. If we're working at 90 degrees, we're going to pass out over here. And like, with my dad, he likes to wear layers of clothes. Why? I don't know. It'll be 80 degrees outside and he's wearing thermals. Like, see, I can't do that. I can't do that, nah. And last time I wore it...
Is he thin?
No.
I was going to say, cause thin people can do that stuff. Big folks, we don't need to be wearing more than one layer.
Thin people are just visible ghosts, I think. Because anyway, in hell, y'all can just endure all this shit and still be alive. Nah, y'all just visible ghosts over here. And y'all just had to brag about how much y'all can stand this shit. Knowing us big people, we can't do that.
I used to be able to take the heat. Not anymore.
Oh, yeah. I think every age you get, though, because I can't even take it no more. And I'm young. I don't look it, but I'm young for my age. And I can't take half this heat either. Because, hell, reason why I'm blacker than this is because I used to be in the sun a lot when I was coming up. And, like, I really used to be lighter than what I am here, but it's just hours of hours in the sun. Knowing like with black people, we don't really tan, we just crisp. So it's just, I applaud y'all white people for actually tanning. Like we don't really try to, it just happens. But yeah, I didn't.
We burn though. We don't put sunscreen on, we about to burn.
Yeah, we know what though was funny. I actually seen one black person with sunburn. I don't know how the hell that happened, but it was just funny to see, low key. It was like, wow. And I had fun smacking the shit out of him too, because it was just, it was like a once in a lifetime moment right there though. Like, you just made history here, in my opinion. I'm definitely have fun with this now. But man, see, I wanted to do like a funny episode today, you know, because everybody needs to laugh, you know, with all that's going on, some type of positivity. Right. Out here in the world, and hell, comedy clubs here ain't really opened back up yet. And one I used to go to, they didn't close and relocated somewhere. They ain't got the whole place built yet.
Which club is it?
I used to go to Dead Crow Comedy Club. There's another one in downtown called Bombers, but I never went in there yet. And I'm kind of nervous to go back in there because like I'm so used to going to one, but I know you kind of have to branch out to others to, you know, kind of establish yourself.
Right.
But like I'm so used to going to that one for like a long period of time, and like if I go to another one, like, and I got a feeling I'll see some of the same people that were in their crew here, you know, and like he told that joke before, but then that's my biggest fear there. But now I see a lot of, you know, comedians do, I guess, Zoom now. They just...
Oh, no. I have not. I've been asked to do a couple, and I just refuse. I'm not... Because I get so nervous anyway. Mm-hmm. Just doing a regular show, I about pass out. I'm not about to subject myself to saying jokes and then not hearing people laugh.
Exactly.
Or hear, like, you say the joke, and then it's like 12 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start laughing. I'm not about to subject myself to that.
Well, people mess around. We trying to tell a joke and have their mic on mute the whole time and hear what the hell they said. And like, turn your mic on.
Then somebody's yelling at their kids and their dog is making noise. And it's like, oh, God, this is a train wreck.
Yeah, Zoom is the new reality show now, man. Just, you can see everybody's lives and see how they react.
Yeah. Then you see people forgetting they have their camera on and then going to the bathroom with it on.
Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, you might want to just hide the camera right quick. We could just see you. We see the bathroom right there, and you ain't closed the door, so that ain't help at all. So it's just, because you got them people that just taking shit with the door wide open. Why, I don't know. I mean, I can get a show house. I can get a show house, but still, you know, the aroma is going to be out there versus in the bathroom. So
the aroma.
It's just the aroma. It's just going to be out. It's going to be in the house. So people just walk in. It smells like shit in here. So it is.
It'd be like, yeah, that's my butt. Duh.
But I can never understand people who use the bathroom with the door open, though. That's just weird. Because even though I'm by myself most of the time, I still close the door. Because, like.
Do you really?
For some reason, yeah. It's like.
I don't think I've closed my. I live alone. I don't think I've closed my bathroom door in years.
It's just I'm so used to doing that though. Like, ever since I was little, just like it just been programmed in my system. Cause like some shit you just do because you're so used to doing it. Like, right. There's a whole bunch of stuff I do. I know I shouldn't even do no more, but I just programmed in my system now. Just like I can't sleep in. I really can't. I've tried. I done got programmed to wake up at 6 a.m.
Oh no.
Cause damn it. You would think as a kid on weekends you get some time to sleep. Nah, not no black house. You got chores to do. Soon as that clock strikes 6:30, if you don't eat something by then, oh well. It's like, it's Saturday. Why are we doing this now? And then,
I would have ran away. I'd be like, I ain't doing this. Let me sleep till 9.
Yeah, but man, ain't nothing worse than like when you sleeping as a kid and you get woke up for a chore you didn't do. And you gotta do it anyway. While you just, like, you could not wait till the morning to wake me up to do this. You wake me up at 3 a.m. here.
I think that's why my house is so messy now, because I hated doing chores as a kid, and now I'm probably just like, I'm not gonna do it anymore. I don't have to do it anymore.
I should clean up in here, but you know what? I'm grown. It's my shit. Fuck it. It's my place.
If I'm gonna clean it, I can do it on my time at 8 o'clock at night, not 6 a.m.
Yeah, I can. And then like whenever I wake up, I take them morning naps. It's like you wake, but then you still tired on the inside.
Yes.
It's like the morning naps be hitting like a motherfucker though. I ain't gonna lie. That's what they do.
I'm about to hit that afternoon nap sometime here pretty soon. Before somebody starts a lawnmower outside again.
Oh man, somebody just did their yard right up here, and it looked terrible because it rained for a good few days here, and the ground still wet. It looked like they just ran through mud basically. I'm like, you're supposed to wait until the grass dry. But I know I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I think you're supposed to wait till the grass dried before you mow it. But
they'll give you a ticket around here if you got your grass too high.
Really?
They'll come out and measure it.
Damn. I wonder how they feel just having to do that. But like, man, I got to measure this person's grass today. I don't feel like doing that shit, man. Just to have that title, just to measure grass.
It's the same lady. She's like the animal health lady that goes around and does animal stuff. But she also checks people's grass. Make sure they don't have like a bunch of trash in their side of their house. It's like, dang, lady, ain't you got nothing better to do?
You always run into them people. I swear. It's like, hey, you can't just like worry about your own self. Yeah, you have to bother me on my shit. You just have to. It's like, I ain't done nothing to you to bother me. You just have to for your own personal sake. You gotta love people, though.
And it's not like I live in a fancy community. I live in a poor neighborhood. It's not like we have, you know, it's just a regular neighborhood. People's grass is going to be grown a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming through one time for the one time, Miss Libby. Appreciate you for showing
love.
For
the one time.
One time for the one time. That's right. You use some black slang in there now and then. So, we appreciate you for coming through and having fun with us on today's episode. If y'all would like, y'all can follow Miss Libby on her platforms. We'd like to tell them where they can follow you.
Probably Instagram is where I'm most active. I'm not too active on there now, but usually I am. Libby Higgins
on Instagram. Y'all make sure to follow me as well, another black comedian. And don't forget to follow the podcast page, the Grilled Cheese Podcast. And why not follow me on Twitch? That's right, motherfuckers. I'm everywhere now. So, so with that being said, hope y'all enjoyed y'all serving of the Grilled Cheese Podcast.